Priscilla Presley's public line has been that she and Elvis refrained from intercourse until their wedding night in 1967, even though she lived with him at Graceland starting when she was 15.
Of course. The pattern continues with Elvis Presley.
Instead of consummating our love in the usual way, he began teaching me other ways of pleasing him.
Oh.
Those included photographing each other in a variety of sexual fantasy roles, such as teacher seducing a student.
Man wearing negligee.
Scylla wearing the little Catholic uniform she once wore each day to Immaculate Conception High School. Elvis also talked Priscilla into simulating lesbian sex with a hairdresser friend.
EAP. Elvis is a harem pedophile.
Let me move on.
Strange Elvis.
Hold on a second.
Normal. Where's my nightgown? Where's my mom's nightgown? My best girl.
Okay, here we go. Now we're reading. Now I'm going down to the article to where they're talking about Elvis's serious girlfriend after Priscilla was Linda Thompson, a beauty queen who had no difficulty meeting Elvis's needs.
Was she Miss Traffic Safety?
A lot of people think Elvis had a mother hang-up, she says. He did, and that's not unkind. A lot of men, if they had a good mother, liked the things in a woman that they liked in their mother. He called me Mommy, and I called him Little Baby Bunton.
That was my little baby Bunton.
I was like his mother at times, and he was like my daddy.
Where's little baby Button's hot dog rolls?
And we were like brother and sister.
Sure.
We were like children.
Of course. Yeah.
And we were lovers.
Oh, good.
It was a rich, full experience.
I'm bad.
Elvis needed more love and care and affection than anybody I've ever met. He was brought up in a home with lots of love, and he expected that. But she eventually left, finding Elvis's growing dependency on prescription drugs suffocating and sad.
Why are you leaving me?
No other woman stayed with him long.
You're a good hot dog roll.
Linda Thompson saved his life several times, pulling food out of his throat.
Oh.
And he'd get loaded on downers and choke, calling doctors just in time when he OD'd.
All right, man.
But the increasingly young females who now shared his bed couldn't handle such responsibility.
Hey.
By the mid-70s, there were other problems.